39-year-old Dr. Bashar Arnaout lives in New Haven, where he's a psychiatry professor at Yale. Arnaout still has family in Syria, and he says he and other Syrians here believe that striking his home country with a targeted missile attack, as originally proposed by President Obama, is the only way to end the bloody conflict.
We see the strike as not against the country, but against the murderous regime. And Syrians within Syria and outside of Syria have been calling for international intervention for a very, very long time.
Arnaout's lived in the U.S. for 10 years now and says that years back, trying to connect with other Syrians here was difficult as they feared one another.
Wherever you go, you still live in the regime's shadow. Could this be an informant? Is this someone trustworthy? Are they with the regime or against? Can I trust them?
But as the conflict in Syria has grown in intensity, Arnaout says Syrians here have come together in an effort to have their voice heard above that of the regime. U.S. Senator Murphy says there appears to be no immediate danger of a chemical attack from the Assad regime, like the one alleged to have taken place in a Damascus neighborhood where over 1,400 people were killed. And Murphy says a military strike could lead to a deadly reprisal from Assad with conventional weapons. But Arnaout says he and other Syrians here disagree with the senator.
I know that Senator Murphy has spoken to Syrian Americans from here before there was talk of the strikes, before the massacre in East Ghouta. These people are for the strikes.
Arnaout says Syrians have paid a heavy price over the years with thousands dead and a belief that the world has forgotten them. Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.